Mirror, Mirror. Repcat Creations proudly presents Mirror, Mirror, a monologue written by Scott Davenport, read by Wendy Barrett, and produced by Repcat Creations.
Mirror, mirror on wall. When did I stop being Snow White and turn into Wicked Witch? I bet even Wicked Witch didn't look into that mirror of hers and think, who the hell is that staring back at me? He's there, and I'm here. Still in me dressing gown, looking like death warmed up. Poor Tony. It's been a long time since I've been to a restaurant that nice. And now he's waiting for me to make me grand entrance. Mutton dressed as lamb. What should I do, Mirror? It's only a second date. I'm sure he wouldn't miss me if I just sat here and drank me own body weight in wine. Where has that unblemished face gone? That smooth alabaster complexion. Do you remember me wedding day, Mirror? Do you remember that gown? Oh my God. You showered me with the most glorious compliments that day. You looked like a fairy tale princess, I heard you say. Then, are you really sure about this? I stared into you for what felt like years. Then I reminded myself that he was my Prince Charming, and this was my happily ever after. Where is me Prince Charming now, Mirror? I know exactly where he is, shacked up with that little slut. I should have known he wasn't my Prince Charming with a name like Brian, but he had dimples and everything else where God intended. He swept me off my feet and rode into my life in his silver jag. Whisked me off to live in an ivory tower. Well, a detached house in a quiet cul-de-sac, to be exact. Life wasn't all that bad with Brian. He could be very charming. But I wasn't the only one that he was being charming to. He did give me two things that I can be immensely proud of. Lucy and Alex. When I first fell pregnant, I would stand in front of you for hours on end, inspecting me bump. I couldn't believe that there was life growing inside me, and that they would both fill me life with so much wonder and joy. Now they both have their own lives, far, far away from me. We built a small empire, Brian and I. My life was devoted to our future together, thinking that business we were running was our legacy. It was built by us both, penny by penny, brick by brick. You believe that walls of your castle are built to withstand any invasion, but when you find out that the foundations are made of corrupt lies, there's nothing to stop those walls crashing down around your ears. I miss me big desk, in that lovely office where everyone could see me. Now out there in the real world, no one sees me at all. You see everything, Mirror. You've been me witness, me confessor, me friend, me critic, me sworn enemy. There were nights when I wanted to throw a chair right at you. I so wanted to break you into tiny little pieces, but I had enough bad luck without adding to it. Every line on this face tells a different story. You've seen them all, Mirror. Like an awkward map appearing on my face. But you know what? I've bloody earned these lines, and I'm proud to show them off. So what do you think, Mirror? Shall I go on this date or not? He doesn't have dimples that Brian had. I can't ever see him sweeping me off my feet. And he doesn't really give me that spark. But he makes me laugh, which is more than I could ever say for Brian. And every time he makes me laugh, I feel normal. Hi, Tony. Sorry for being late. Yes, I'm on my way.
You've been listening to Mirror Mirror, a monologue written by Scott Davenport, read by Wendy Barrett, and produced by Rebcat Creations. We hope you enjoyed it. Please like and subscribe, and details about the production can be found in the show notes below.